Across the nation last week, counties participated in an annual tally of people who are unhoused. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel tagged along with a pair of volunteers in Eugene to see what it's like to be a point-in-time counter.
For the past 17 years, Lane County has tallied sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness during a 24-hour period. The data is used to determine how much federal funding the county will receive for homeless services.
So it's about 7:03 a.m. on Thursday, January 30th, and I'm currently standing outside Calc. I've seen about 6 counters come by here to come and get their yellow volunteer lanyard and get a refresher on what they're supposed to do.
The Community Alliance of Lane County, also known as Calc, has been Eugene's deployment center for the past 10 years.
So once the group I'm with knows the streets they're assigned, we'll hop in the car and get started.
I'm tagging along with Natalie Diamonds and Eleanor Rochester. They get a map and instructions from Lane County Health and Human Services employee, Alexandria Dreyer.
Are you comfortable with this region? It's kind of around the fairgrounds.
Where do we want to start? Up in this corner?
Like, maybe. I mean, that seems like, in terms of the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll head down 7th.
Oh, look at that.
Counters put an app on their phones in order to submit their surveys. We park in the Whole Foods parking lot and start to walk from there. It takes about 20 minutes before we find people on the street.
Excuse me. Anybody in there?
Hi. Are you willing to do a survey with us?
A survey?
Yeah. I'm sorry to wake you.
We'll move on if you don't want to talk to us. We're volunteers with the point in time count.
Yeah, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry to bother you.
That's okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Diamonds and Rochester approach many people who describe themselves as houseless, some with tattered clothes and no shoes, whose hands shake as they speak, a few with canine companions, and some who are clean-shaven. Given the rules of the volunteer training, the personal information of counties is supposed to remain confidential. So I turn my recorder off when the volunteers ask people questions. Diamonds and Rochester surveyed at least 30 people. Diamonds says there were about 5 times as many people unwilling to take the survey as those who were willing. Some say they were too busy, while others, like this woman, say they don't see a point.
I don't want to help the government get more money for us being homeless and us over more.
Alright, fair enough.
Randy
right there?
Yeah. As faulty as
As our shift ends, Eleanor Rochester shares her interactions with the unhoused population in her work with the HIV Alliance.
I have never actually been in a situation where I had to extract myself because I felt like unsafe. I've just been in situations where people like wouldn't stop talking and are trying to like emotionally hook you in.
Despite having 3 hours to count, Rochester says it was tough making sure they found everyone.
I thought we'd be given a smaller geographic area so that we could cover it more thoroughly, honestly. Like, I kind of expected to be able to go across the whole area, like, in the amount of time we were given.
Natalie Diamonds has participated in the point-in-time count 2 other times in Santa Cruz, California. She says there were more clusters of people here, but she was surprised by people's friendliness.
You guys want some 7-Eleven food?
No, we're all right. I was still expecting that maybe we'd get some more grumpy people, but I mean, there was some grumpiness, but not so much at all, you know? I think I got the biggest negative response just from someone who was housed and was offended that I was asking. But you gotta ask, and you can't assume.
We return to Rochester's car around 9:50 a.m. We head back to Calc, where they turn in their badges and map and confirm that the surveys were submitted through the app.
Did you do any surveys? Did you find votes? Okay.
The data in Lane County's point-in-time count will be available online in April or May after the analysis has been received from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.